And then we are able to survive by way of imitating or emulating what other people, what our neighbors are doing, so forth. But after death, while we're alive, we can imitate from some others. But after death, there is nothing from whom we can imitate, emulate, and so forth. So at the time of death, so it is very clear that whatever power that you have, wealth you have, and edibles you have, would have no benefit to you. And your relatives, close and dear ones. So although they are close ones or your relatives in this life, but after your passing away, they were in no way you can still hold them as your dear or near ones. So as for myself, I'm the Dalai Lama, and after my passing away, I cannot take with me anyone who is then regarded as a very close friend of mine or a disciple of mine and so forth. So at the time of death, we have to leave even our eye sense powers, the eye sense, the sources. So once in Tibet, there's one man who was reciting the Heart Sutra, and then in which was said there's no eye, no ear, no tongue, and so forth. So there's someone else who was listening to it and said that, it's just tedious to say all these, specify all these pieces one by one. Instead of that, you can say there's no head. So that will then do everything. So we see that if there is a life after death or rebirth, it should be only the mental consciousness which would continue the journey to the next life. And other than that, there is nothing which continues the journey. So with regard to the mental consciousness as well, so that can be divided into the grosser levels and the subtle ones. And the subtle state of the mind, the mind of death. So whatever positive or the negative imprints that you've laid on this the subtle state of the mind of death, so that is going to determine the kind of the destination that you all do travel to the next time, the next life. So we see that through those various actions, the virtuous and unvirtuous actions that you engage in, so these actions, the mental actions, they lay the respective imprints on the mind. So these respective imprints are actually the factors which determine your next lifetime, and whereas the relatives or the dear and near ones and the wealth or whatever, so they would have no impact whatsoever to determine your next life. So the kind of the awareness of the impermanence of death should be something that the very clear awareness that it would be of great danger that to die without being ready for the next life. So that sense of fear over not being prepared for next life would be the proper reflection on the impermanence of death. Reflecting on the uncertainty of the time of death, so it comprises of four sections. Reflecting on the uncertainty of death because of the indeterminate lifespan of beings in the southern continent, the reflection that death is uncertain because of the fragility of our bodies, reflecting that while there are many causes of death, the causes of life are few. First, the lifespan of the southern continent is quite uncertain. So, if we reflect on well, so we could really understand the impermanence of death and these things. So, the entire world system that we can think of, so that it is the beginning. So this the world in itself would have a time of decaying of or destruction. So the astrologist or the cosmologist, so they say that there is a constant flux even when you look at the more macroscopic level of the universe, the entire galaxies, all the galaxies, they are in constant movement, constant flux. So because of that flux or the movement of the various galaxies, so the astrologists or the cosmologists, they confront by saying that these galaxies, they would have a time, there would be a time where these galaxies, through the constant flux, would one day collapse or collide to one another, which would then lead to the destruction of the very solar system or the system, the world system in which we are in. So in the end, we see that everything is of impermanent nature. At the time of death, we have to leave everything out. We have to leave the external world. Then, so such reflection will even lead us to understand that all the historical figures, prominent figures, they are not normal existent. Even the Buddhists and Bodhisattvas, so their very disappearance from this earth is rightly the very teaching on the concept of impermanence. So we see that these Buddhists, the great Buddhists and Bodhisattvas, now they are left, now the names alone are left. And also the author of this text, Thabong Awantapa. So although we rejoice in his tremendous contribution in terms of the altruistic deeds and so forth, but he is no more existing now. So all those almost like 6 billion people on this planet, so after about 100 years time, they will all vanish from this world. And those people who are gathered here would be very sure that they will diminish after 60 or 70 years of time. So this is something, a general kind of law, general trend. So this being the case, what is so special about you? There is nothing a specialty with you that you'll be remaining for much, much longer than what the normal or the general people do. So in a normal sense, we can almost say that 99% we will say that, oh, we will not, so as for me, I'll not die, at least for tomorrow. I'll be continuing my discourses tomorrow. But in reality, but there still leaves 1% of the room that, oh, if you are to really sign that you're not going to die tomorrow, at least there is 1% that you cannot sign it. And then these factors like the having proper health, age, the youth, being youthful, and these will not be the the determinate kind of factors that will confirm you, that will guarantee you for your living longer and so forth. So it says the uncertainty of the time of death, the reflection of this, is very important. In fact, it's the most important thing. So although we have the feeling that, oh, definitely I will die, but we tend to have the feeling that, oh no, I'll not be dying for at least for some more days like that. So then this kind of thinking will tend to let us procrastinate in terms of our practice. So after the reflection of the uncertainty of the death, then you have to reflect on as to how it is only the Buddha Dharma that benefits or that helps us after death or in our next lifetimes. Reflecting that death is uncertain because of the fragility of bodies.